N4IQ mobile. 6-1. N4IQ mobile. QAC4Q, N4IQ. I'm in Japan, mobile. N4IQ mobile. Go ahead. Went to early church and just going back home. Changed my clothes and walked my doggies.
Well, I am taking my truck and trailer up to the car wash and get everything kind of cleaned up. My trailer was a disaster. Truck's a disaster, and I want to get it all cleaned up and shiny.
I am. Lane's car I took to Florida about 2 weeks ago. It has not been washed since. It is filthy. And there's sand inside, and it just needs to be cleaned again. I'm in the Expedition. I need to clean it as well. But that's probably not going to happen today. Maybe next week. I don't know. Anyway, what you got planned after that?
The island. And radio day. Hey, did you go to the meeting last Thursday?
Yeah, that's. They said it was going to be on today. So, I've already got them on number bins, but I may try it just to get some challenge points. I did go. And that was good. Dave gave a very good presentation. I enjoyed that. Especially the VLF, the 4, whatever it is, 400 and something kilohertz. I've used Whisper before a number of times. That wasn't new, but using on VLF like that, that was really pretty good. I enjoyed it. Gave a good job as usual. Enjoyed the company. It was actually snowing when I left the house. By the time I got there, it stopped. And it was stopped, period. And in the morning, the roads were just fine down here. There weren't any problems.
Problems with the roads here at all. I just was concerned about coming up the mountain there at 9, 10 o'clock at night with black ice and all that. How many people were at the meeting, just out of curiosity? And were you able to hand off the ferrite tool to Dave by chance?
So Dave's got them. And I would say we had at least 12. There might have been one or two more. Just off the top of my head, I'd say there's about a dozen people there. It was nice. We all afterwards, program sat around, just chat, had a good time.
You
want to
go over to the
other repeater?
Roger.
Yeah, okay, N4IQ.